on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Friday and our Heritage Foundation update with Genevieve Wood. Genevieve, thanks for taking the time.
Good to be with you, Steve.
Well, okay, I'm not going to try to do my best Casey Kasem, but number 49 with a bullet. Oh, we found this article on the Daily Signal, which, by the way, go to thedailysignal.com. Really daily, you'll find some great articles and things that really are touching on issues and things that are relevant to you and your family. But we found this article, 9 out of 10 best states for families are conservative. And I was curious, went to the list and found that New Mexico edged out Rhode Island for number 50. New Mexico was number 49, Rhode Island 50. Genevieve, there's work
like
to be
Arkansas
done.
Arkansas used to say, thank goodness for Mississippi. We didn't last a lot of things.
Yeah.
This is ranking what states are best for families. And they had, a criteria that they looked at, things like marriage rates between the prime ages of 25 and 54, how many teenagers between the ages of 15 and 17 live with their families or in intact families. What's the birth rate in these states? So those are the criteria that they use. And, not surprisingly, some states obviously scored better than others. Some were way down on one list, but higher in another. And, but you take a look at the list and people go, oh, well, of course, Utah is number one. They have a high Mormon population, which is very pro-family. A lot of the other states there are not super populous. It's always easier for, South Dakota, North Dakota to score higher because they don't have a lot of people. But, Texas is in the top 10, and Texas has a pretty diverse population, and it's obviously a large population. So it shows you it's not a one-size-fits-all type of state. It's more the kind of policies and also civil society influences in those states that make the difference.
Well, and how might the ease of things like abortion be a part of that?
Well, they certainly can be. I mean, if you look at the bottom 10, these are primarily all left-leaning Democratic states which have some of the most pro-abortion laws on the books still. And so even after the Dodd decision. So it's not surprising that you're going to probably see lower birth rates there. But it's also because, people with different beliefs, people who are more faith-based, whether you're Baptist or Presbyterian or Catholic, the numbers show, have larger families, have more children than those who are of no religious belief. And so it's not surprising when you look at the states, the ones that tend to have a higher concentration of church-going populations are likely going to be having more children than states where you have a much lower population of church-going people. So again, there's a number of things at play. But I think there's something everybody can learn from this. One of the things that it talks about, civil society plays a big role here. Faith plays a big role here. But there are things that the state itself can do. And this is where people of faith can be influential in deciding how they vote. But there's a study that came, this came out several years ago from the Brookings Institution, which is not a conservative think tank. It's really middle of the road to center left, you might say. But they came out with something called the success sequence, and something that they said, if we were to teach this to young people, it has a dramatic effect in their outcomes. And number one is you should graduate from the sequence in which you should try to live your life is graduate from high school, get a job, get married, and then have children. Do it in that order. And if you do, the chances of that couple or young person being in poverty, it drops dramatically. And the chance of them having intact families goes up dramatically. But what you see so often is kids doing it the opposite way. You see teenagers having children before they even graduate from high school, certainly before they got married and before they got a job. I mean, we've almost in society allowed people to reverse that, which has been a real detriment to a large segment of our population. So if you could teach this is success sequence in schools. There's nothing religious about that. It's just a roadmap for life. I would say that it is what the Bible teaches, you know, in certain ways of having married or being married before you have children, but it's just common sense. And if more states were teaching this in their high schools and even younger, and having that kind of influence, it could really change the outcomes for a lot of young people and therefore their families that they end up having.
Yeah. And let me say this to the listener that may be hearing that and may be in that situation where they're kind of in that reverse order of doing things. Don't hang your head. And if you're not involved in a church, get involved in a church and find the support that you need to grow that family. And a good church certainly would welcome the opportunity to lift up families that are struggling in that area. And, you know, the body of Christ here in New Mexico, you know, we're 49. And I jokingly said, you know, Rhode Island, but we're not 50, and there's room to grow. There's great opportunity, to do things that are family friendly, getting involved, supporting organizations like CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque or Love Life, that, really is trying to, mobilize the church to, reach out to those that are struggling with, unplanned pregnancies, and not just abortion and dealing with unplanned pregnancies. There's so many other ways we can be supportive of things that, help to improve the quality of the family life here in New Mexico. There's an organization, Read West, that we've mentioned. They're having an event coming up real soon, readwest.org, but that they assist with, adult literacy, which is going to absolutely have an impact on the low education rankings here in New Mexico. So there's a lot to do. And Genevieve, I'm glad you mentioned our participation in the election process. I know we just got through a general election, but some might say the November election on the way in 2025 here in New Mexico and in Albuquerque, and, you know, just around the state, those local elections are just so important. They have as much or more of an impact on what's happening with your family and the policies. You know, the Roundhouse is in session right now, and we're, there's things that we're trying to bring to the attention of the listener that they can let their representatives know what they want for their family. So there's really ways to be active. Please don't move away to Utah.
No, there's no need to do that. But I just think I would really encourage people to read the article, because there's just some really, it's good information. There's good statistical information in there, that the numbers that back these things up. But I just, there've been, besides this study, many studies in the past, which have shown, the number one indicator of the successful life of a child, meaning will they stay off drugs? Will they, stay out of crime? Will they themselves be secure and grow up to have good families? The number one indicator there is not how much money their family has. It's not necessarily what part of town they grew up in. What matters most is, did they come from an intact family? That has much more impact on a child than all these other factors. So there's a huge difference you can make in your own home and your own community. We can encourage public policy that teaches those things, because we've been teaching people the wrong thing, and it's been harmful to them.
Yeah. And, our listeners, longtime listeners will recall in the last few years, we did a project called Where's Dad? And a reminder that how important it is to have a father figure in the family. And that's, just one of the things that makes a huge difference. But I wouldn't, like you, Genevieve, I'd encourage the listener to go to dailysignal.com and look for this article by Ben Johnson. 9 out of 10 best states for families are conservative. And then it gives the details about the study. But as always, so we encourage you to look at other things available at the Daily Signal, a great news outlet that's going to be on topics that are important to your family. Stop by heritage.org and find out more about the organization that Genevieve is so kind to take a break from. to join us almost weekly. Now, we're going to miss you next week. We got a full hour with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates, for Friday Financial Update, probably talking about the tax season on the way. But at any rate, Genevieve, always appreciate your time. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. We'll catch up with Brian Cochran on a couple of terms as you approach the tax season that you may be confused about or mix things up. We're going to cover some definitions of some of the things that you commonly hear you may not quite understand. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect.